going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Good morning, DFW. Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt, Peyton, and Aiden alongside. Sean is on his final week of paternity leave. I don't know how he's going to work multiple back-to-back weeks in a row.
I have no clue.
He's going to be rattled.
He just did it.
He just did back-to-back, but now multiple back-to-backs. You know, he's going to have to do like, you
back
know,
to back to back to back
eight
to back.
Eight straight weeks at or whatever until we get to July.
Multiple back-to-back. That's a little like what that's a little bit like you making fun of McMahon a couple weeks ago when you're like, who says dozens of millions? Like who says that? Nobody says multiple back to back.
You're right. That's fair. I can't fight you on this one.
That's very dozens of millions.
Very dozens of millions of me. So Sean's back next week. We are at the firehouse in Anna on Wednesday. So be sure to come out to the Anna Firehouse on Wednesday. But we also will be getting into more draft stuff coming up at 9:20. But right now. We're going to talk about Bill Belichick in this interview they had on CBS. Stars Avs tonight, game 5, must win for the Stars. Must win. Must win. You can't go back to Colorado hoping to, you know, to save off elimination in a game 6 down 3-2. Stars Avs tonight.
Yeah, let's just take care of business. Let's just knock that out. That'd be easier. Bill Belichick was quite the topic of conversation yesterday. So I was scrolling Twitter as we were getting ready to do just like get our prep email stuff together, and I saw Portnoy had sent a tweet out, and Portnoy was recording his TV, like just and not even giving Portnoy commentary, just recording the clip, and was posted about how this is the most awkward and uncomfortable interview I've ever seen in my life. Holy cow, I'm cringing, like I can't even watch this. And I was like, what? How bad can this be with him? And first off, Belichick, did you see what he wore for this interview?
I mean, he wore the same thing.
No, he didn't. He's got the navy hoodie on. Or the navy.
Yeah.
And then he's got like a giant rip in his chest.
It's the same one he's always worn.
It's this big now, dude. It's like the size of my head.
It's the same one he's always worn.
It's getting, that hole has gotten bigger.
All right. What is your all's policy on holes in shirts? Like, does the shirt go away? Do you try to stitch it up?
It turns into like a workout shirt.
Dude, I'll have holes in my like pants for longer than I will on my shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
if I've got
like your underwear or like your
no,
pants.
No, like my pants. Like if my like if I've got like shorts that like, oh, the seam popped and now there's like a little hole like inside the thigh or something like that. Like I'll keep wearing those for a little bit.
But like also in the position this hole is on, like I'll get a hole every now and then where like the on a t-shirt. Where the elastic part of the neck meets the rest of the shirt at that seam, like there'll be times like right here in the middle, I'll get a little hole, and you know I could cover I could wear that still at times, but never when it's like in the middle of like the shoulder or the chest.
It's just a weird spot.
It's a very weird spot to have it, and it's like how does that happen? How do you get a hole like that? And then how do you still put it on?
Exactly,
it's a bit.
So I had turned this interview on that Bill Belichick did, and I was trying to say, okay, what's so awkward about it? And he's talking about how Robert Kraft isn't acknowledged in the book at all. Like, he's not even in the acknowledgement section of the newest book from Bill Belichick, which, okay, I was like, that's not that awkward. But then it did. I went, oh, okay, he was leading up to something, and it got really awkward when the topic of Jordan Hudson came up. And Jordan Hudson is who?
The American Idol.
That's wrong. You're mixing Jennifer Hudson and Jordan Sparks. But Jordan Hudson is the young girlfriend of one Bill Belichick, who is also, I guess, his personal assistant who screens all his emails and does everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Shador could use a Jordan Hudson.
Right.
He wouldn't get prank called that way. But Bill Belichick was asked about Jordan Hudson, and Jordan Hudson, sitting off to the side, did not like it.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book.
Make sure that that's the philosophy.
Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
It's a topic neither one of them is comfortable commenting on.
Wow. Okay, so he was not asking her. It's not like he was looking off the side and going, like, Jordan, how did y'all meet? He was asking Belichick, and she interrupted the interview to say, not talking about this. Like, she was basically
not talking about this.
Deciding what Belichick was going to answer. Yeah. Now, here's the other thing I want you to see. This woman terrifies me.
Yeah?
Aiden, I want you to throw this up on the fan cam. Have you ever seen, this is right after, this is the screenshot, have you ever seen a harder RBF than that? My Lord. If you're looking on the fan cam, that is the look she shot over to the reporter when he said, not talking about this. And she just is staring daggers over at this man.
She kind of looks like Rose McGowan a little bit in that.
Little bit.
That photo.
Yeah, and Rose McGowan kind of was scary in the late 90s. Like, she had a little bit of a scary energy. She ran around with Marilyn Manson, and, like, you know, you felt like, oh, she might hurt you. And Jordan Hudson definitely looks like she would hurt you. But I don't understand why this is such a weird issue for her. They gave some commentary after that where they talked about how they refused to talk about how they met.
I thought we got the story. I thought it was on an airplane, right?
With a book, right?
Yeah, something like that. She was studying, and he was interested in what she was taught. I thought it was on an airplane. I thought we've talked about this.
Which,
if we have talked about it, why is he asking?
Because that makes me think that he must know there's something else or some other context to it that we don't know. And she's trying to shut it down. But, man, they go on after that, and Belichick got really uncomfortable. And to be fair, the questions after that were a little weird. They were like, you know, you joined InstaFace and you're doing like yoga poses with Jordan. How crazy is that? What has that been like for you? He's like, what been like for you? He's like, you know, there are a lot of pictures on there that are different. And so what's that like? And like Belichick's just confused. Like, what are you getting at, dude?
Look, he doesn't have a personality. Like, I think we've known that for 30 years now. He doesn't have much of a personality. He's found this girl. And they seem to be, they seem to be happy. She seems to be in complete control.
Dude, it does have like a little bit of a Casey Kasem feel, doesn't it?
I don't know what that means.
Like, because you talked about the story shop. Come on, this was in your prep. Casey Kasem, near the end of his life, right before he had passed away. You remember there was this discussion about the new wife that had slid in and like cut off the whole family in his final days. And
that
stuff
wasn't
like
in my prep today.
No, it wasn't today. But it's the same.
You know better than that. I don't remember what was yesterday.
Normally Bill Belichick's like in control. Like, I do what I want.
I'm in charge. Right.
It's really odd seeing him in what looks like a
submissive role.
What does mom say? Mom, can I talk about it? Like, it's a very weird dynamic that I'm not used to with Bill Belichick.
No, it is. I think psychologically, you've seen this. If the men who are like in control at work aren't in control at home, or the ones that are in control at home if they're not in control at work, they overdo it at home.
I was gonna say,
right?
She sounds like she's in control at work and home now.
Well, she work and home have muddled each other.
Hey,
right?
good for her for finding, like, being able to just get the best of the psychological chess match with Bill Belichick that no one else has ever been able to.
Yeah, but the other thing people are bringing up is it's not just the sweatshirt, hoodie, whatever. It's that he's got no shirt on underneath it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Which, by the way, she was also wearing in that, I don't know if you could tell there on that shot, she was wearing a Navy sweatshirt too.
I didn't know. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, it's right. It's like behind the screen. You can't see it very clearly, but yeah, she's wearing the Navy sweatshirt too.
Wow. Okay. Bill Belichick. It was one of those.
Boy, it was definitely Brady.
It was
it was definitely Brady.
Yeah, we'll see. Look, he could change that. He could change that narrative this year.
Yeah.
He could change that narrative this year. The Lakers are on the verge of being eliminated. They lose to the Timberwolves 116-113. Your other series, Indy's up 3-1 on Milwaukee. Boston's up 3-1 on Orlando. The Knicks are up 3-1 on Detroit, and Detroit blew that game yesterday. And then, of course, the Timberwolves are up 3-1 on the Lakers. So, despite the fact that Luka's playing 46, put up 38, he did, like, this is one of the weirdest games you could get from him. Barely any assists.
One assist, two rebounds?
I think two assists, one rebound.
Yeah.
You never see that from a Luka game. Luka gets that. Luka gets two assists and one rebound the first 4 minutes.
Yeah, 46 minutes. That's it. One ball just bounces his way off a rebound.
How far from the basket are you? Like, you that's statistically impossible. Improbable, I should say. Not impossible, because it did actually happen. But
I mean, yeah,
Lakers
still
are on the verge of elimination.
They're right here. I personally think, I know the brand of basketball has been down. I think we've had some really fun series so far. I think the Knicks-Pistons has been fun. I think some of the drama with the Timberwolves and Lakers, which they haven't all been close games, but it's been just a fun, dramatic series. The Clippers and Nuggets are playing a great series right now. That Aaron Gordon dunk at the buzzer was wild over the weekend. So we're getting some really good, I think, personally, we're getting some really good playoff series. And then we're also getting some, like, Thunder versus Grizzly stuff there. The Houston Rockets, their owner, Tillman Fertitta, who is a, he's also, isn't he a big casino guy too? Wasn't that one of the discussions when the Adelson stepped
he's
in?
He's big in the UFC, right?
Yeah, but I think he's also like, I think he's got some sort of hand in gambling, or one of the other individuals who's involved with the Rockets does. Yeah, he's the lead shareholder in Wynn Resorts is what he is.
Oh.
But he is a native Texan. He's from Galveston, and you're going to hear the native Texan part here in a sec when he tries to say Italy.
Italy?
He says Italy, and he's not talking about this Italy here. He's talking about
the country.
The country. But he took
he's
some
the
shots.
Ambassador, I think.
He took some shots last week at a Houston Cougars season celebration. He was out there speaking about how he had a chance to speak to President Trump about the Cougs, and he followed up with a shot at the Mavericks. And I want us to see if this is passable or not, or if he's got to take some heat for this. Go ahead and hit it, Peyton.
I was in the White House in the Oval Office with the Prime Minister of Italy and the President last Thursday. And we talked about the Houston Cougars, I can promise you, for at least a minute and a half. And then we talked about that dumbass Luka Doncic trade that Dallas did.
Luka Doncic?
Everybody's cheering it. Like if you look on Twitter, people are like, ho, shots fired. That's the way to do it, Tillman. And I saw this clip, and I was like, I am all about dumping on Nico right
yeah.
now. I'm all about trashing the Mavs for that trade. I'm with you. I would laugh along with you if you could do it. It's literally got nothing to do with Houston hate. But, bro, if you're going to take a shot, you cannot call him Luka Doncic.
Luka Doncic.
That's a screw-up right there. That, like, doesn't that invalidate any sort of criticism he has? That's like when Dumont said we made it to the championship game.
Championship games.
Or the NBA championship game, or whatever the weird quote he had was.
Yeah.
But
you made a lot of that.
To me, it just totally invalidates any sort of shot that Tillman Fertitta wanted to have.
You know, this is the same guy, though, that is like the ambassador to Italy, and he still mispronounces the country. Italy.
But that's the Texans. That's the Texan.
That doesn't matter.
That's the Texan.
But like, that's, you know, it's Italy, Texas. It's not Italy.
Speaking of Luka and some sideswipes, Luka did the sit down the Sunday conversation with Caleb Presley from Barstool Sports. I clipped some of this. This is kind of a cut up of it, but listen to some of the back and forth here. This is pretty good with Caleb. But at the end, Luka's got a nice little brawny joke in there.
Luka Doncic.
That was good.
Yeah. Doncic. Does anyone ever tell you it sounds like Ja Morant?
How?
Luka Doncic.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. We'll cut that. I'm going to say something that was said on the basketball court, and you tell me if it was you who said it or if it was someone else who said it on the court. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, ref, you suck. Bad call, ref.
I did the second one, not the first one.
That was you.
It's in the second one.
All right, next one. Bad call, ref.
That was me.
That was LeBron.
Oh.
What about this one?
I don't know.
Ja Morant.
Of course.
Are you a Bron sexual?
Sure.
They say LeBron James spends $1 million a year on his own body.
Probably.
How much do you spend on your body?
$2 million.
In this segment, I'm going to name three celebrities who might be sitting courtside, and you tell me out of the three who would make you the most nervous.
Okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Kim Kardashian, Bronny James.
Bronny James.
You nervous, huh?
Yeah, because it's usually on the bench, so I'm nervous why he's in the courtside.
Oh, God.
That's good, Luca.
He's usually on the bench.
He's usually on the bench. I'd be nervous. Why are you sitting courtside?
That's good. That's
and
good.
I did like the self-awareness. How much do you spend on your body?
$2 million.
Double what LeBron does.
$2 million, man.
I miss that guy.
That's good. I know. I do, too. And they are on the verge. They're on the verge of getting knocked out. By a minute. They blew it. They blew that game. It's Sean and RJ here, 105.3 The Fan. How did the rest of the NFC East do? Are they pulling away? Pulling away from the Cowboys.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Boys, it's next. As Sean and RJ rolls on 105.3 The Fan. Cross talk with the KNC masterpiece. What?
That's a weird hitch in your cross talk.
It was a hitch. I think I had a sneeze coming on here. I held it in. Crosstalk with the KNC masterpiece coming up here. In about 18 minutes from now, but we are on the road on Wednesday, Bobby Bell.
Yes, we are, 6 a.m., and usually actually a little before then. We have people stacked up waiting outside the firehouse for the giveaway. We are back on the firehouse tour. It is stop number two on the 2025 Sean and RJ firehouse tour. We're making our way out to Anna. So Anna, Texas is where we're going to be at, 305 South Powell Parkway, Anna, Texas, 75409. That's 305 South Powell Parkway in Anna, and we'll have breakfast from Whataburger as well as special edition Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour baseball caps. And I think those are going to be gone by 6:20, 6:30 maybe. They'll go quick.
They'll go quick.
Because, I mean, hats, everybody loves hats. Free hats are great. So those are going to go fast. You're going to make sure you want to be there early to pick those up. And thank you again to our Sean and RJ Firehouse Tour partners, Whataburger, Firehouse Heating and Air, and Firehouse Movers. Again, that is Wednesday, 6 to 10 a.m. in Anna at 305 South Powell Parkway.
All right, very good. You know, the I love a good hat. And this trip that I just went on was easily an 8 out of 10. Easily. Can't say enough about it. The reason it's not a 10 out of 10 is I couldn't get in the Roman Coliseum. Yeah. And then the other side is I could not find most of the hats are like those kind of that they sold at least on the street, like those dad hats, kind of the soft. I like a higher hat. You know, I only found one that I really liked. I wanted one that, you know, had like Italia on it or whatever, or just the Swiss cross on it.
Yeah, I feel like
I just couldn't find one that I loved.
I don't know. I feel like over there, the hats you're going to get are more like the newsboys hats.
There was a lot of that.
Like, I feel like that's,
yes,
that's what's going to be there. A lot of like, that. Readily available.
A lot of that. But hey, can get one, but we can get what you can get one tomorrow at the Anna. Or sorry, Wednesday at the Anna Firehouse. We were the home of the NFL draft this year. We had you know, all the rounds of the draft right here on 105.
Absolutely
the fan.
Crushed the coverage, by the
crushed
way. And I'm not just saying that because I was on it for most of it.
Yeah, but you had another day where you didn't say a word.
I know. This time, like, I would rather have what happened this year than what happened last year, though.
Keep your voice down.
Yeah. No, but this was, honestly, I got to say, it was, Zach was really strong this year. I thought Brian was really great getting everybody set up and continuing to kind of pass down his knowledge. It was the first year that we had Tommy Yars from DallasCowboys.com, had Vach Lombardi. They were both fantastic throughout this. Nick Harris, who we've got a good relationship with here, like we mentioned, will be at the Firehouse from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. I thought he was really strong too, really worked hard, really dug deep, and it was just a fantastic weekend. Great job from everybody. Chris Beam, Tim Collins, Peyton, everybody back here running things. It was a great, great weekend.
During that weekend, obviously, you know, the rest of the NFC East makes their selections. How do you think the rest of the NFC East fared compared to the Cowboys? Are we looking at it like there's now a bigger gap, less of a gap between the top of the NFC East and us?
You know what? I would actually like to hear from you on this first, just because of one thing in particular. The New York Giants did what you always recommend doing, which is, I don't care how you feel about the quarterback, like how good you think he can be or whatever. Like, you need the lotto ticket. You need to take the flyer on changing your organization. So take the quarterback. So what are your thoughts on the Giants going back up into the first round and adding Jackson Dart in addition to Abdul Carter?
I loved it. Jackson Dart he gives you two things.
Two things.
He's cheap and he gives you hope. And that's all you need. That's what you need to have at the quarterback position. If they had gone back into the first round and got Tyler Shuck or Jalen Milroe or Shador, it'd be the same thing. I would have loved the selection. I don't care who the quarterback is. Just take one. Hope you hit. Like, if you don't have a quarterback, you have one job, and that's to find one.
Yeah, and I will give them credit for trying to go after a quarterback. I do not like the one they went and got. I don't like Jackson Dart.
No.
And look, Brian, I think Brian actually had Jackson Dart ahead of Shador. If he didn't have him ahead of Shador, I know that they were pretty close. He really liked Jackson Dart. But I don't know. I see a guy who, the biggest concern I see on a quarterback on tape whenever I'm watching them, there's a lot of different things about arm talent that can be concerning and different things like that. When I watch a guy on tape who looks like he is just a slow mental processor at the quarterback position and he doesn't see it the right way, he doesn't diagnose correctly, that scares the hell out of me. If I'm
a great name for a quarterback,
doesn't scare me with the Giants. I mean, I'm glad the Giants took. I would have much rather had them take Jackson Dart than Shador Sanders. I think Shador Sanders may boom or bust, but Shador Sanders has the potential, at least, I feel like, to change your franchise. I don't think that's Gardner Minshew.
Look, he might be a bust. He might be as good as Jalen Hurts. He might be better.
Sure,
and he might be a bust. We have no idea. But that's the whole thing. That's the whole philosophy is that you just, you know, if you don't have a quarterback, you got to find one. And then, you know, each individual team's evaluation is so subjective. You know, people mostly put him, I saw a lot of mocks at him having him as obviously the third quarterback taken in the draft.
Yeah, a lot of teams had him number two. Giants weren't the only one. A lot of teams had Dart number two, Shuck number two. I think there was buzz that somebody may have had Dart one. I think I'd heard something like that.
And look, to be honest, they can do the same thing they did with Eli. They could sit him. They brought Russ
Brian Daboll already said, apparently right after the selection, he said Russ is starting.
Yeah, and they could do the same thing they did with Kurt Warner in 20 years ago.
Yeah,
start Warner for half the season, then bring it, and then they brought in Eli, and you could start Russ, and then you can bring in Jackson Dart.
I will say that, jump over to Philly. Philly did not trade up. They were trying to, and that was something that Thomas Dimitroff had told us when we interviewed him from Sumer Sports right after he had left town.
Mm-hmm.
Dimitroff had said that, the Howie's always one who's going to actively try to trade up. That no matter what's going on in the class, he wants to go up. You've got guys who always want to trade back. Howie's the opposite. He always wants to go up. He was trying. He couldn't make the jump. There was nobody that really, I guess, felt like the drop was worth it. But they end up getting Jihad Campbell, the linebacker who's got some pass rush ability out of Alabama. And there was a little bit of, from I felt like people out there, Howie's done it again. And we even had a little bit of that on the draft show when we were covering it here on 105 Through the Fan. And that was some of the reaction from the guys in the room. And I was like, all right, I guess I'll take the opposite side here and just look at it as Jihad Campbell is coming off of a significant injury. He's supposed to be ready for the start of the season, but still.
So is Dak.
And again, when we talk about, when I said Jackson Dart, I don't like a guy who sees it slow or who just doesn't go through his progressions quickly enough. His processing's not fast enough. What would you say is the most terrifying trait to have in a linebacker?
In a linebacker? I mean, falling for the play action way more than you should.
Which is sort of what I'm
awareness.
A guesser. Yeah. I can't. If you got a guy at linebacker who's guessing what's happening, he doesn't just see it and know and is reacting to his keys and diagnosis. That's terrifying. Jalen Smith used to guess. Malik Jefferson, when he was at Texas, that's one of the reasons I was chased off from him when he was coming out. Malik Jefferson was a guesser. When he guessed right, it was violent. It looked great. When he guessed wrong, it was a massive play. And just like, where the hell, where were you? And that's happened. That happens at times with linebackers. If they are guessers and they're just trying to go, I think it's going here, I'm going to just commit and I'm going to go. Jihad Campbell's got some of that to him. And we talked about that on the draft show. Most of the guys, I think, agreed. Yeah, he was. And they still like the upside. But to me, Jihad Campbell is not a slam dunk. He's a good player who I think a lot of people had higher than where he went.
Yeah.
But, man, you're still banking on him to figure out some things. And one of the most terrifying things for me to try to bank on and believe in is that you're going to pick up instincts. That's,
yeah.
To me, I think that instincts
probably,
are
that's true.
They're there or not.
That's probably true. ESPN had the best draft picks, favorite picks, all the things. Matt Miller said your guaranteed future star of the NFL in the class was Abdul Carter, who the Giants took.
Yeah, I mean, as long as he puts in the work, yeah, he's the most talented.
Jordan Reed had Jihad Campbell as his best value pick in the first round.
Again, he's somebody who a lot of people, if he was healthy and if things hadn't kind of shuffled the way they were, he was considered a top 20 pick.
Yeah. Jordan Reed said that Donovan Ezeraku was the best value pick of the second round. That's who the Cowboys took.
Hey, now.
The write-up is the Cowboys stuck to their board to the best defensive player available. He finished second in FBS, 16 and a half sacks, bring a pass rush presence to a thin edge rusher group. So, you know, Cowboys make it there. Best value pick of the fifth round. The Giants taken, is it Marcus Mbau, the guard?
There was a time some people thought, and I think it was
obviously Shador was the other best pick of that round.
Yeah, I mean, I would honestly think Shador was ahead of that. But Mbau was a guy who at one point was considered, some people wondered if he was going to go in the first a couple months ago. That obviously didn't happen. By the way, I noticed you skipped over to the fifth round. You certainly didn't mention the fourth round because the Giants didn't get value in the fourth round.
Well, I'll get to that in a second here. They asked the best quarterback landing spot, and Miller said Jackson Dart to the Giants was the best landing spot. Now, that's because of Daboll.
As, like, fit?
Yeah, as a fit. As a fit.
I mean, I really do like Tyler Shuck with New Orleans. I think that's – I think
– I like that one, too.
I think Kellen's going to be able to help him.
But there you go. Bobby brought it up. He said it out loud, so we're going to say it here. This was the worst possible draft for Bobby Belt. The only way it could have been worse is if this guy was drafted by the Cowboys and you'd be forced to cover him. But Cam Scataboo goes to the Giants. And by going to the Giants, they're absolutely going to wear him out to death and shove him down our throats.
I can't wait. Are you kidding?
The media is what I'm talking about. The national media.
I thought you were talking about handing the ball. It's like, great, fourth and nine punts over and over
Force again. Him down our throats. Bobby is going to be miserable. But that team couldn't even get Saquon to have healthy seasons. I don't know how they're going to expect Cam to do it.
Yeah, I'm thrilled that he's going to the Giants because he's a bad player. So the Giants using a fourth round pick.
So
on
what round should he have gone in? Like, honestly, no Bobby troll. Is fourth about the right?
Sixth. Yeah, like he was considered a sixth up until like the playoff, and I feel like there's just some. I think people
fell in love. He was tough in that game. He was objectively tough.
Yeah, he also, like, half of his rushes went for a yard or less. Like, he was just, like, He did that. This narrative that got written about like some dominant performance because people box scores out and scout and saw the raw numbers when he busted like two plays. And then there was a pass where he did the little sling and arrow when he threw it short. Like yeah, the dude threw, and he still, gosh, I can't stand him. I can't stand him. Somebody should have prank called him, told him he was getting drafted.
I love it. I love you get Bobby all riled up. But Cam Scataboo.
That's not the prank call I'd make on him.
No?
No.
No. Okay.
I wouldn't say this is Mickey Loomis with the Saints.
Oh, no.
No, I'd say this is Tony Busby.
Stop it. Stop it, man. Pain in the back, just laughing. He's having a good time. He's shielded from this. He's got a window between them. Let's do crosstalk with KNC Masterpiece next. Good morning, DFW. It's Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. It's Crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece.
Where is Sean? Did he go to Italy now? With the amount of time that he's taken off, I feel like he could have circumnavigated the globe by now.
I'll tell you what, man. Like, if you had the paternity leave.
No. Oh, my God. Bobby, did you tell RJ about the Nick Harris moment?
Oh, yeah.
He just did.
It was so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
He flexed on him with the hookah.
Yeah,
is that hookah? Is that a hookah?
Yeah, he says it's pronounced hookah, and then
he goes, "Well, I grew up in a Middle Eastern family." Yeah, I was like, oh my god!
They were flexing their Middle Eastern.
What if he grew up
prowess.
In Boston? What that would have had a completely different meaning.
Yeah,
a hookah.
Gotta go pick up a hookah.
Gotta go get a hookah. A hookah. You never know. It's coming up on the show.
Hold on. Right. We'll get to that, I promise. How much hotter than a regular woman would a Boston woman have to be for you to be like, yeah, let's date?
Oh, so like it's a sliding scale.
Yeah. Are we talking like 20% or?
So does she have like a thick Boston accent, a Dunkin' Donut?
Like a girl on TV right now.
Cat.
She starts talking like a Boston accent.
Is that Lauren Shahadi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like,
Whatever stereotypical Boston accent you're envisioning from a TV show or a movie, that's what she has.
That's a good question.
How much more attractive? Yes.
Sounds like she smoked a pack of cigarettes that morning before her coffee.
With some cigars. That's
a good question.
Like 20%, 30%?
Yeah, like it's a 2 to 3 point deduction on the 1 to 10 scale.
Fair.
That's about 20-30%. Yeah. There you go. What do we have coming up on the show?
Bro, right out of the gate, Cowboys put Need versus BPA to the test. That's the stuff that happens when you drink out of plastic bottles.
Right, BPA.
I don't know what that is, but it's not what I'm talking about.
Bisphenol A or something.
Yeah.
Did you like their strategy? Is what we'll get into. And then we'll talk about the prank at 10:20.
Okay.
Prank that rocked the world.
The
and other snubs.
That rocked the world. All right.
Did we find out who that third player was yet? Because I know they're like
Warren, it was Shador, and one other. Yeah.
And they were like the third player.
I guess Kyle McCord said that he got some prank calls.
I know you want to play some audio for them.
I've not heard that.
Kevin has questions for me.
Hey, I was told on Saturday, I think it was by Kyle Frazier. Said, you have to hear this. And I was like, okay.
Good folks over at Frazier Roofs and Gutters, Kyle Frazier. This is probably the greatest piece of audio I think I've ever heard.
It's pretty amazing.
And Hagee, before I play this for you, I just got to know, do you know at least the context of it?
Yes.
Okay, so you do know the context. Yes. Okay. So this is Zach Walchuk.
Bobby, mm-hmm. I'm a little worried for Zach having not heard this yet because it was but a month and a half, 2 months ago where I similarly stuck my foot in my mouth for a question. Ooh. So
don't
Christmas.
Think so.
It was about Christmas.
I don't think so. Okay. Not as bad.
Okay.
I don't think anyway. So what you're going to hear here is this is Zach Walchuk asking a question of 7th round defensive tackle from UCLA, Jay Toya. And then the reaction after that interview abruptly ends.
All right, Jay. So can we teach the entire defensive front the haka and make sure we do this every pregame?
Hmm.
I mean, I'm not a haka specialist, you know, that's more like Marins, you know, I'm Tongan, so I'm not really a haka specialist, but I think we could try.
We can try. Well, we appreciate you taking some time. All right, Jay Toy joining us here on the
boom, 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 boom. Camera on. What are
we doing? If your brother's a rugby player in New Zealand, How are you not?
It doesn't mean he knows how to do it.
I get, okay, well, if you're
down,
we need your brother. Feet.
I dare you to walk up to him.
I will. I'll do it in Oxnard, sir.
Break down and start to.
Is that racist?
No, not at all. You assure he does it before every game.
That's racist, bro.
How?
That's racist, bro.
I'm Tongan, bro.
They all the same. They all do that little dance. Hey, Jay, why don't you do that little dance y'all do? Slip out. What's that thing y'all do? The haka? Do that haka.
Sonic, that was not good.
Oh, God. Would you rather have your moment or Zach's?
All right. So I think I would rather have Zach's.
He did try to. He was like, got aggressive in that, right? Yeah. Like he battled back, doubled down, went back.
He
at
argued
it.
That his brother plays for New Zealand. He clearly knows.
Here's the reason why I think Zach. Like he thinks Jay lied off. To him. That was the last question, and Kyle was like, "We're done.
Yeah,
we're done. This interview's over." Mine was the first question, and then the
I
other
had to
thing
jump
is,
in and go, well, what holiday do you celebrate?
The other thing is, we had Mike Bassick.
Yeah.
And so as soon as that interview's over, we're leaving the complex, and Marcus Simeon is in the parking lot, and Mike, like, he's like, Marcus! Hey, Marcus! Check this out. And he goes, so, we had this guy on, and his birthday is on Christmas. So Kevin's like, hey, what do you think about Jesus? Like, that was not my question, but that's how Mike retells
and
it.
Don't forget, during he's the nuts. Interview, Mike, who did not ask a question during this interview again.
Oh, that's kidding. Good.
Yeah.
He's writing notes. He goes, hey, ask him about the crucifixion. I'm just like, stop it. And then he goes, so Marcus, so look, he asked this guy, hey, how do you celebrate your birthday? Is it tough with Christmas? And he's like, well, I'm actually Muslim. I don't celebrate Christmas. And he's just going on and on. And then Marcus looks over at me and he goes, oh, so we're probably not getting that guy back on. It's like, dang it.
But like, I mean, here's the thing.
That's bad.
It's bad, but here's the thing.
But I get it.
Yours is like still like the most mainstream thing associated with that day.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is.
Zach went super specific cultural mm-hmm. and missed. And then tried to basically go, yeah, but that liar. His brother plays for New Zealand. He plays rugby. He clearly knows how to do the haka.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I do like that Jay Toy was very nice to go like, but I mean, we can try.
Yeah.
Like, I guess I can learn the haka.
Yeah, is there anybody else on the team that might know that sure. I can learn from them?
I always thought, just as a covering high school games, I always thought that would psych me out. When Euless Trinity
it was, loud.
Was yeah, doing was that loud. Beforehand, I was like, oh my gosh, they're like a machine.
And I think, and you got to see it.
Plus,
you got to see it in person.
Especially about that, like Euless was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tremendous.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I guess they've had a downturn. A bit.
Yeah, you've seen some new powers emerge. Hey, can I ask you questions about your trip? How was the flying situation?
Going there was, we connected in through Philadelphia.
Okay.
And then we went from Philadelphia to Zurich. And that Philadelphia to Zurich flight was like 6 hours.
Is that the longest you've ever consecutively been on a plane?
At that moment, yeah.
Okay.
And then the way home.
Was it nonstop?
It was nonstop from Rome. Almost 12 hours. That was like, it was, we were booking the flight and, I was like, all right, let's see. So they have like economy and they have premium economy and they have business class. And I was like, let's go get the premium economy. Right. It's like a regular domestic first class seat. And Sarah's like, motion sickness. Like it's not, you know, can't sleep. So she was like adamant, if we're going to spend anything, we're going to spring for the business class. So we did. And it wasn't that much more than the regular premium economy.
Oh,
it really wasn't. Like, the jump was from economy to premium. So the flight home was fine. Like it was not, I slept for like a couple hours.
Mm.
There was no internet. The internet didn't work. So that was cool. But you download movies. If you download movies, which I had to learn how to do, but if you download movies.
Did you say you had to learn how to do?
I had no idea. I had no idea. I was like, how much storage do I need? I don't have this kind of storage.
Mm.
So that was.
To download a movie?
I figured it's like 6 gigs or terabytes or whatever. If
a terabyte?
I don't know. I don't know what these numbers mean.
Let's be on a terabyte.
A terabyte is like, that's a lot.
I thought I was going to have to go buy like an external hard drive.
A petabyte?
No, I feel like a really long movie, if you download it in like the best quality on your phone, or it's like then it'll maybe get up to like 6 or 7 meg. Like if I wanted to do Oppenheimer on the highest quality, that'll be, or it'll be 6-7 gig. But otherwise, usually it's like 2 to 3.
I like the idea of Chavi having this external hard drive. He's like, yo, I really got to download Minions 4.
Really? I like that he's like, it's too much to figure out how to download on my phone. But he's like, but I've got this external hard drive that I'm going to transfer all the files back and forth on.
Did it live up to your hopes and dreams?
Yeah, it was great. Now, like the Roma Coliseum bummed me out because I was denied entry. We had tickets to get on the floor and get like the full tour.
Why were you denied entry?
Who was playing there?
I missed
there?
The expressway. I'm sorry. Maximus against
the floor seats. So apparently, when you buy tickets, and you know, when we bought tickets, we didn't know this. You've got so like my ticket said like RJ Choppy, you know, Sarah Countryman, and they had to bring your travel documents with you. And they said, well, your name doesn't match here.
Oh,
the RJ and the Ralph. And I'm like, bro, you're not the TSA here. What are we doing?
This is tickets to the Coliseum?
To get inside the Coliseum. It's like super secure. I guess they have like, I guess there's problems, right? I guess there's, I didn't know this. Like if I'd known this, I would have easily put Ralph. But guess what? Like I only think of that when I'm flying.
Right, exactly.
Never else do I, like when I book a hotel, RJ. Even on my credit card, my driver's license is signed with RJ. Like everything is RJ, right? Nothing goes by Ralph. So they wouldn't let me in. And they were like, do you have any official documents that say,
yes, my signature on the passport.
Yeah,
that's the one.
Yeah,
they let me into this country because of my signature on the passport.
Yeah. My signature.
That is fascinating. They let you into the country, but they're like, you can't.
Coliseum's more secure.
Yeah,
Coliseum is more secure. But, you know, it's great. Like Italy was Italy's like more like a little bit more I'll say dangerous, but like they got pickpockets there. Like they had a lot of people. You got to be watching out for.
Strike me as somebody who thinks that you would be able to outthink a pickpocket.
I would try. I like to think that I can outthink a pickpocket, but you know, you never know. But it's like Italy's so inexpensive. Like pizza was $9.
Really?
It was amazing. Drinks were cheap.
For a whole pizza,
$9.
And was wine cheap?
Yeah, wine was
kind of on the table all the time.
Switzerland is crazy expensive. That same $9 pizza in Switzerland is like $35-$40 in Switzerland. Sorry, $9 in Italy is like $35-$40 in Switzerland. The wine, they give you half pours there. It's really expensive. But the chocolate is so worth it.
Is
it's
it?
It's so amazing.
Maybe if Switzerland would have shown a little more conviction, fought for something, they would have got better import prices. Because
like they have Italy. Happy cows. They have happy cows.
What was that? Did you say happy cows?
That's what they call them. Swiss cows. They call them happy cows.
What makes them happy?
They have
names like
My Sweetheart and sugar dumplings and stuff
space
like
to
that.
Walk around.
Okay.
And they only milk them. They only milk them twice a year instead of like every day.
That milk's got to be good.
And one of the milk and they only use one of the milk productions. The other one's just for the whatever the cow babies are, calves.
The cow babies,
whatever those things are. That's it. So they only get once a year milk out of them.
He went on a honeymoon and he came back Peyton.
Oh,
it was great. It was totally worth it. We loved every minute of the trip except for the Roman Coliseum part.
Okay, man, that sucks.
Yeah, no, I was really bummed.
I saw a bunch of your videos. It looked very fun.
I'm gonna make more. I have more to post too. We have over 1,000 pictures. That we got.
Hold on. Do you have 1,000 pictures or does she have 1,000 pictures?
Both. I mean, okay. We got each about 500.
Because my wife's just not the best picture editor.
I'll take 20 pictures. My wife will take 1,000.
Yeah.
That's me.
Well, I got a lot. I'll show you some.
Okay.
All right. Casey Mashby's next.
Y'all want to see him?